You're listening to the Core Factors Audio Library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research. This piece is titled Adaptive Confidence: How Emotional Intelligence Fuels Learning Agility. The following narration preserves the original content and context of the written article.
Adaptive Confidence: How Emotional Intelligence Fuels Learning Agility. Confidence has long been recognized as a hallmark of leadership, yet certainty, when left unchecked, can become a liability. The leaders who thrive are those who pair confidence with adaptability. They stay composed under pressure while remaining flexible in approach. They are assured enough to act, yet humble enough to adjust. That balance is adaptive confidence, a blend of self-belief and openness that enables continuous learning. Adaptive confidence means being ready to grow. This type of confidence is powered by emotional intelligence. Leaders who are self-aware, empathetic, and emotionally balanced remain confident even when circumstances demand change. They treat feedback as fuel for learning rather than as a threat. When emotional intelligence is measured and intentionally developed, confidence becomes a catalyst for agility rather than a barrier. The new definition of learning agility. For many years, learning agility was defined primarily in cognitive terms, how quickly someone could absorb information or adjust strategy. Research on high-performing leaders now shows that agility is as emotional as it is intellectual. It depends on staying open, curious, and composed in the face of the unknown. Recent leadership data shows that confidence in navigating change has declined alongside well-being. Many leaders feel capable but not adaptable, decisive but not flexible. The gap between knowing what to do and being able to do it effectively continues to widen. Emotional intelligence closes that gap by building comfort with uncertainty. Self-awareness helps leaders recognize when confidence hardens into defensiveness. Empathy enables them to interpret feedback as collaboration rather than criticism. Together, these capabilities make learning sustainable rather than exhausting. When certainty becomes a liability. Confidence drives performance until it stops evolving. When confidence fails to adjust to new information, it becomes rigidity. This dynamic is often described as the confidence curve. Too little confidence leads to hesitation, while too much leads to overreach. Emotional intelligence keeps that curve balanced. The Core Factors EQ Accelerator measures how individuals navigate this balance through the development gap, the difference between how important a behavior is and how effectively it is demonstrated. In learning agility, adaptability is one of the most common gaps. Leaders frequently rate adaptability and openness to feedback as essential, yet score themselves lower in effectiveness. This insight is revealing. It shows that while leaders value agility intellectually, they may resist it emotionally, due to pride, fear of being wrong, or fatigue from constant change. Closing this gap transforms knowledge into confidence that adapts. Across assessments, leaders who narrow their adaptability gap report higher engagement and lower stress. Their confidence flexes with the situation rather than collapsing or overextending. The emotional side of agility. Learning agility is not just about processing new information. It is about regulating the emotional response that comes with it. When feedback challenges identity or long-held assumptions, defensiveness is natural. Emotional intelligence interrupts that reflex. Adaptive leaders approach learning differently. They regulate defensiveness. Instead of rejecting new input, they pause to evaluate it. Emotional regulation allows curiosity to replace reactivity. They use empathy as context. They consider why others see things differently and expand their perspective. They convert uncertainty into energy. Discomfort becomes motivation, not threat. These behaviors create learning safety, a climate where people feel secure enough to experiment without fear of failure. Research on psychological safety shows that this condition significantly increases creativity and adaptability, especially in complex or fast-changing environments. Emotional intelligence gives leaders the self-management skills to maintain learning safety even under pressure. It turns the impulse to defend into the discipline to listen. Measuring adaptive confidence through the development gap. The development gap provides a tangible way to assess and strengthen adaptive confidence. When leaders score high on the importance of agility but low on effectiveness, it reveals moments where confidence may be masking discomfort with ambiguity. For example, a project leader values flexibility but resists input that challenges their plan. A department head encourages innovation but avoids experimenting with new systems. A senior executive promotes open feedback but emotionally disengages when receiving it. Each example highlights a gap between belief and behavior. The EQ Accelerator makes these gaps visible, helping leaders translate awareness into action. Seeing adaptability data often prompts reflection. If I know flexibility matters, why am I not demonstrating it consistently? Over time, narrowing the adaptability gap strengthens both emotional control and curiosity. Leaders model growth over perfection, and feedback begins to flow more freely. Building a culture of adaptive confidence. Adaptability flourishes in environments that reward it. When organizations equate confidence with certainty, people hide mistakes and learning slows. When leaders model openness and composure, teams reflect those same behaviors. Research consistently links psychological safety to agility. Teams that feel safe questioning and iterating respond to change more effectively and with less resistance. Three cultural practices reinforce adaptive confidence. Normalize feedback by making reflection part of everyday work. Reward adjustment rather than perfection. Model curiosity at the top by acknowledging uncertainty and asking questions publicly. The EQ Accelerator supports these practices with data. Aggregated development gap insights reveal whether adaptability and learning behaviors are improving across teams and functions. For practitioners, coaching confidence that learns. For learning and development professionals, building adaptive confidence means aligning emotional skills with performance outcomes. The goal is to help leaders remain assured without becoming rigid and composed while staying teachable. Practical approaches include using development gap data to identify over-reliance on certainty, designing adaptive challenges that build emotional flexibility, integrating reflection tools that surface reactions to uncertainty, framing adaptability as mastery, not remediation. Coaching adaptive confidence expands emotional range rather than diminishing authority. Leaders who can flex between conviction and curiosity become more credible, balanced, and effective. The future of learning agility. As organizations evolve and technology accelerates change, continuous learning will define leadership success. Agility without emotional grounding creates volatility. Emotional intelligence ensures that learning remains steady, purposeful, and human. The development gap provides a measurable foundation for that process. By identifying where adaptability lags behind intention, organizations can cultivate leaders who are confident enough to keep learning. Confidence no longer means having all the answers. It means knowing how to evolve the questions. Emotional intelligence makes that possible.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can explore the full written version and related research at corefactors.com.